Vikings Huddle, presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics in Minnesota, a new show from the Vikings Entertainment Network. My name is Paul Allen. I'm the Minnesota Vikings play-by-play guy. I call games on the radio, and this show is designed to appeal to families and young people and give you a glimpse of the way things transpire behind the scenes with your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to take you under the helmet. We have a bunch of Vikings fans here right now, don't we? Excellent. We're at Nickelodeon Universe with a great audience from Osseo Junior High School, and we welcome you to the Vikings Huddle. We also have a junior broadcaster. This is a broadcaster in training who joins us each show throughout the year. And today, can we have a round of applause for a very talented fifth grader from Osseo Junior High? Ladies and gentlemen, A.J. Gorton joins us now. He's a student ambassador for the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. My main man, how you doing?
Good.
Good. You got this crowd in front of you here. Are you nervous at all?
Sort of.
Are you excited to meet some members of the Minnesota Vikings?
Yes.
What kind of questions are you going to ask them?
Healthy questions.
Yeah, about what it takes to become healthy and a pro athlete and a team and good teamwork and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, good luck to you, and thank you very much for joining us here at Nickelodeon Universe. The Viking to join us for this program is in his second year from Notre Dame, and he's an individual who personifies teamwork for the Minnesota Vikings, Osseo Junior High. Can we have a Nickelodeon Universe round of applause for Mr. Robert Blanton? Hi, Robert.
How's it going?
Good to see you. A.J. Gorton, Robert Blanton. Robert, I mentioned before A.J. takes it away with his questions, I mentioned you, in my eyes, a guy who's called Vikings games for 12 years, players like you personify teamwork. You played significantly more at a big university, Notre Dame. Now you're in the NFL, and for whatever the reason, you're contributing on special teams, a very important part of the game. So you have to kind of embrace the team mode to helping the Vikings win, right?
Yes, sir.
And what do you enjoy most about special teams?
Well, you're out there with 11 guys that just love to play football. And like you said, it's a team sport. You got to be out there and play as one. So it's fun to be out there and have other guys cover.
And as a safety and a guy who played cornerback in college, playing special teams now with punts and kicks and stuff like that, what exactly is your role?
Go out there, be 1/11th of the team, do my job, and make plays.
A.J., Robert Blanton, you're an aspiring broadcaster. Take it away.
Robert, how do you stay healthy and at home and not at a game?
I get my rest at nighttime so that when I wake up in the morning, I'm ready to go and can be active and have a great day.
Excellent question, A.J.
What do you eat before a game to keep you energized?
Usually I drink Hershey's chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is only good if it's Hershey's, of course. And then I have some pasta, too.
What is your favorite healthy snack?
My favorite healthy snack is yogurt and granola, but it has to be strawberry yogurt. And it can't have the little funny nuts in the granola or else I don't eat it.
Who did you look up to as a young athlete and why?
My favorite athlete was my cousin, and you know, you grow up, and I always looked up to my older cousin. He played football. He only played it in high school, though. He didn't make it to college or anything, but you know, you are real inspiration to me.
What was the worst injury of your career?
I've been very blessed and haven't had any major injuries. I guess the worst would be I pulled my hamstring last year and had to sit out a few games, but that was the worst.
How much time do you practice every day?
Excellent question, AJ.
Amazing.
To become a pro athlete, you have to put a lot of time in, not only during the season, but in the off season too, correct, Robert?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And during the season, depending on the day, we'll work for, I don't know, 9 hours. But it's not all practice. A lot of it is film study. So there's different aspects of the game that we have to study as well as practice physically. So it's more of a mental game at this level. So we do a lot of work.
The show is Vikings Huddle, presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. The junior broadcaster from Osseo Junior High is A.J. Gorton. He's a fifth grader interviewing Robert Blanton. Please continue.
Being with the team for a few years, do you have any advice for newer players?
I just come ready to work hard, and it's a team game, so be willing to do anything you're asked to do.
How do you feel when you play like the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers? Do you get added adrenaline because they're division rivals? And Osseo Junior High, we all love beating the Green Bay Packers, don't we? Do you feel a little more charged for those games, Robert?
Of course, they have more meaning in their division games, so they mean a lot more. And of course, when you're playing against a division team, you're pumped up and ready to dominate.
AJ, let me ask you a question in closing. What do you want to be when you grow up and why?
I don't exactly know yet.
Well, with that great line of questioning there, you could either work for the FBI or maybe work in media or something. Great job. How about a round of applause for AJ interviewing Robert Blanton? It's Vikings Huddle presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. From Nickelodeon Universe, I'm Paul Allen. We'll be right back.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings football team. Today, we're going to make a low-fat, healthy pizza. This pizza is 395 calories. Regular pizza is 570 calories. So what we have here is a whole wheat pizza crust. We have turkey pepperoni. We have a vegetable of mushrooms. We have pizza sauce. And we have low-fat mozzarella cheese. By using these items, it's a lot healthier and lower fat than regular pizza. What you wanna do first, you wanna take your pizza sauce. You wanna put it in the middle of your pizza crust, okay? You wanna take a spoodle or some type of a spoon, the back of the spoon, and you wanna spread the pizza sauce out. You don't wanna quite get it on the tip of the crust. Just around like this. It's this easy. Okay? What you want to do next, you want to add your low-fat cheese. And you bring it all the way around like this. You're going to put about a cup of cheese on here, okay? Now we're going to add the pepperoni. About 17 or so slices of pepperoni. It's turkey pepperoni. About like that. Okay, and then lastly, we'll put on the mushrooms. If you don't like mushrooms, you could use one of your favorite vegetable toppings to put on. But I like mushrooms on mine. Okay, now we're going to put it into a 400-degree preheated oven for about 10 minutes at first, and then we'll check it. And then if we have to, we'll put it on for another 5 minutes, and we'll keep checking it until it's done. It's nice and golden brown, and the cheese is nicely melted, okay? Voila! Here's the finished product. This is a turkey pepperoni pizza without the mushrooms in case you don't like mushrooms. But remember, you can use one of your other favorite vegetable toppings.
Thank you. Thanks, Gigi. And you can learn more about the Fuel Up to Play 60 program at Vikings.com. In fact, with Vikings Huddle, we have a junior Vikings insider patrolling Winter Park.
Hi, I'm here with Grant Davison, the Vikings turf manager.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have to work out here on very cold days like this?
We do. This isn't cold yet.
What's easier, grass or turf, when it comes to the mowing?
I would say both of them have the same challenges.
Which one do you think would be just a little easier?
We'll go artificial.
Victor, what's he doing right now?
Right now, Victor's trying to fill the divots, so we have play here. And the cleats always tear away the grass, and so Victor's filling the cleated areas out and filling it with seed and soil.
What do you do with the grass in the wintertime?
We'll keep the fields open as long as we can for practice, and then we cover them and the snow lands on it. So,
when you're out here on a cold day,
mm-hmm.
what's a disadvantage that you have other
it
than
gets really cold
how
out.
Cold it is?
And we ran out of hot chocolate. That's a big issue we have. Come over here. This is our divot mix. So put your hand. Let's see how it feels. So that right there, that has seed in it. It has fertilizer and it has sand in it.
Fertilizer, isn't that like poo?
No. No, it's not poo. Fertilizer can be different things. So that's what. So what we do is what Victor was doing is he's filling up the holes with the seed so that it grows.
So what's in this that can turn it into grass?
Well, if you look, the yellow stuff, that's the actual grass seed.
Ooh.
And then the green stuff is sand, and some of the whiter stuff is sand also. And then do you see little chunks of brown?
Yeah.
That's some of the organic fertilizer we use.
Ooh. Well,
so
really
we're basically
cool.
creating a habitat for it instantly. It has a home to live in. It retains moisture.
This is really cool.
It is.
What's this mower doing here?
This is our Toro mower with reels on it. And this is how we cut all the fields. So do you see these blades? It's dirty right now because they just used it. But that goes around and then there's a knife in the back and it's a scissor action.
Mm.
It just cuts the blade perfectly. Like when you get your hair cut?
Yeah.
Similar to that.
Well, that's why the grass is always, like, so low.
It is.
Is this, like, type... This grass seems, like, a little different from the regular
This grass is a little longer because we didn't cut it today, but the fields would keep it at 1 inch. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
It is.
Thanks for coming to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent access from the junior insider. Very well done. Cheerleader Christy, what do you think of the talent we have for the junior insider?
Yes, extremely talented.
That's the kind of stuff you get at Vikings.com. We take you behind the scenes. This is Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. Being active in the community and helping others is something the Minnesota Vikings organization takes very seriously. In fact, every single player on the football team commits personal time each year to helping in the community. Let's take a look.
Today we're able to launch our fourth Chad's Locker in our locker program through our Lead the Way Foundation. And what we're trying to do is give as many families, kids, children, parents an opportunity to use some of the technologies that we're putting in these lockers when they're spending time in the hospital and going through treatment or at appointments, just doing different things and trying to become a distraction or be helpful with use of laptops for emails, different things like that. So just giving some technology to the patients while they're here.
Another excellent moment in the community with your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now let's check in with our friends at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota for this week's Making Safe Simple Minute.
Thanks, PA. As PA mentioned, my name is The Dude, Children's Live TV show host, and I'm here with Dex Tuttle from Children's Injury Prevention Program. What's up, dude?
Thanks for having me here, man.
Awesome. Yeah, we're here to talk about helmets, and obviously there are different helmets for different sports. What makes this one unique?
Well, helmets are designed specifically for every activity to prevent you from getting injured, specifically to prevent you from getting a concussion.
Awesome, awesome. So let's start with this one, obviously a football helmet. Mm-hmm. What's the outer part called?
This is the shell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you go inside and there's padding?
Yeah, the padding is one of the most important parts because it helps absorb the impact if you get hit, so your head doesn't bounce around a lot in the helmet.
Now, I'm also noticing like there's holes all around it, dude. What's going on there?
There's, interestingly enough, there's a lot of science that goes into making helmets. Whoa. And that's one of the important parts. The holes in the helmet help the airflow. So air plays two important parts in a helmet. One, you want to make sure there isn't a lot of air or no air at all between your head and the padding. Second of all, the air holes in the helmet help relieve some of the pressure if you get hit.
Awesome, awesome. And obviously this right here is called the face mask.
The face mask, yeah.
Protecting the face.
And there's one more important part, and that's the chin strap.
Right, right.
That's essentially your helmet's on-off switch. So if you don't have that strapped right, essentially your helmet isn't on. So you want to make sure that's nice and tight. And it helps protect your chin, too.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, just remember, wear your helmets, you guys. And thanks, Dex Tuttle, for being here. Yeah. Do you know, did somebody famous wear this?
I think it was Fran Tarkenton. I think he had that one.
Awesome. Back to you, PA. Really?
Wow, that's excellent information. Glad we heard that. This is Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. We'll be right back.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Welcome back to Mall of America, and welcome back to Nickelodeon Universe. This is the Vikings Huddle. It's a new show designed for families and kids. We have Osseo Junior High here, Minnesota Vikings safety Robert Blanton, seventh grader A.J. Gorton. Had a chance earlier in the program to interview Robert Blanton. The beautiful Vikings cheerleaders are here. A round of applause for these cheerleaders, Osseo Junior High. Bringing a little pep to the step of the Vikings Huddle. And now we have the two-minute drill. Several students have outstanding questions for Robert Blanton. Let's begin here. What's your name, and what's your question?
My name is Alex Kara, and my question is, how do you fuel up for a game?
How do you fuel up for a game, Robert?
Got to drink plenty of fluids, Gatorades, and water, so you stay hydrated throughout the game, and drink plenty of chocolate milk, and you eat a healthy breakfast, preferably bacon.
Clearly, my man Robert is angling for a Hershey's endorsement from today's Vikings Huddle. What is your name and what's your question?
My name is Ashley Hoheim, and my question for you is, how do you handle conflicts with coaches and other players?
What a great question. How do you handle conflict with Everson Grip, with players and fellow coaches?
We usually handle it playing rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and whoever wins, wins the conflict.
Oh, that's fantastic. Excellent question. Great Adrian Peterson jersey, too. That's either a Jack Brewer or a Darren Sharper jersey. I'm going to think it's Darren Sharper, is it?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Kira Kloffenstein, and my question is, what are your favorite breakfast foods?
Bacon, and I usually go to Panera and get the cinnamon crunch bagel toasted with plain cream cheese.
And Hershey's milk.
And Hershey's milk,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, just held you there for a little bit of a cut. Vikings Huddle, Osseo Junior High, firing questions at Robert Blanton, safety for the Minnesota Vikings. What's your name and what's your question, young lady?
My name is Geraldine, and my question is, what is something you do that gets you hyped before a game?
I usually listen to calm music like Mumford & Sons because I don't want to get too pumped up and lose all my energy.
Mumford & Sons. Can't say I've ever heard that one before a game.
That's okay. A secret, too. Keep that on the down low.
No, well, you're playing well, so obviously it's working. What's your question for Robert Blanton?
My name's Nicole. What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school was math. It came pretty easy to me, so I guess I liked it.
Another excellent question. Thank you, A.J. Gorton, seventh grader at Osseo Junior High. We thank Robert Blanton, safety for the Minnesota Vikings, and also our sponsor, Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota from Nickelodeon Universe. Osseo Junior High, did everybody have a great time? Excellent. Robert Blanton is going to close it like this.
1, 2, 3, you love to play 16!